Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jimmy, I think this is one of my top 10 all-time favorite songs. Snap the Power, Turbo B. You cannot contain him during these bars. Listen to Turbo B here, Crowder. Crank this up. Turbo B has disappeared from the song. There he is.
This would be nothing in this day and age.
I know. Like, not nothing. Like, laughed at.
Yes. It was.
You know why? Because you're not allowed to understand anybody nowadays.
You have to be marble rappers?
Fast. Yeah, like mumbly. Yeah. In the day, you actually could enunciate with a little force behind each word and make it match up with the beat. Now it's all over the place. The beat's going one way. The lyrics are going another way. Nobody knows what's going on.
Nobody knows. Blueface. Have you ever listened to Blueface? What's his name, Solana?
Bro, come on. That guy's not a legit rapper, though. Come on.
He just talks over the beat. He doesn't rhyme anything. It's crazy.
Blue Man Group? I've seen them. A great show in Orlando.
I don't know if they rap. I don't know.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Thank you, Blueface.
You're welcome. Spo, it's time to burn the boats.
Yeah.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats, baby.
Spo.
Let's go. Yesterday was my son's favorite rapper's birthday. We missed it. Ski Mask, the Slump Dog.
No, God.
No? Slump God. Slump God, the Ski Mask.
There's some terrible rappers nowadays, too.
Turbo B was not a terrible rapper, though.
Yeah, he was.
Snap the Power?
It's getting kind of heavy. It's getting kind of heavy. Come on, man.
I just thought it was getting kind of hectic.
I don't know what he's saying.
Give that to DBJ.
We got
getting,
some good stuff.
Getting kind of hectic.
I got the power. That's Joe's part.
Joe's coming out tomorrow. Joe Zagacki and his wife coming out tomorrow to Delaware Chicken Farm. Crowder's got a Crowder powder sampling. Anyone can come out there tomorrow. Delaware
yes.
Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. We're stopping by, my wife and I, unless I told you it's my son's birthday tomorrow. He turns 20, no longer a teenager.
Yeah.
He's up in Tampa, and I've asked him 17 times, hey, how about, me and his mom, how about we come up for lunch? And I've received 17 no's. So if that continues, I will see you at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market tomorrow. If somehow that changes, I will be in Tampa.
He's drunk right now.
We don't anticipate it changing. Yeah, he doesn't have classes on Friday, so he's definitely.
He's drunk right now.
Wanna do headlines, Solana? Excited for tonight, man?
I am. You know what? I am. I mean, typically you would not be excited for a must-win or be eliminated game to be the 8th seed in the play-in tournament for the second straight season after losing your best player.
Well, when you put it that way.
But I got to tell you, man, I'm stoked. I'm ready, man. Let's go. One more game.
Yeah, I'm excited.
For all the marbles to be the 8th seed. I mean, I'm hyped.
For this one more game for a marble, a really bad marble. You should do that when you're doing preheat, when you're bringing in Tommy Tighe. Tommy, this is a big one. One game for one bad marble. Let's see what he says.
Tommy's going to hit him.
I don't want the season.
John Crotty, by the way, in the last segment, I texted him, "You're the man," and he texted me back, "I love you, Tendy."
That's actually a good name for you, Tendy.
Yeah, because I have no problem ordering chicken tenders and fries. Crotty, I'm not kidding you. He is a man's man, and so he doesn't put on any airs. He doesn't pretend this, pretend that. Like, he's just giving you a straight up answer. Hey, would you ever order chicken tenders for lunch? No, I would do that, you know, years ago for my child. Like, it would never cross his mind. Like, his eyes don't even see chicken tenders on a menu. You know what I mean? Like, it just,
yes,
he sees meat and potatoes.
Hawk, I'm Crotty. I'm the same way.
No, nah.
I'm Crotty.
Stop it.
No.
Crotty's more of a man than me?
Bro, I mean.
Really?
By a first of all, his teeth stay in. But secondly, no, he's you try to portray a man's man much of the time. Uh-huh. And obviously you lived your life that way as a youngster. You were probably a man's man before you should have been because you had all that testosterone and you were a big fella.
Mm-hmm.
Roddy just lives it quietly. You go in for the hoo-ha. You know, when your wife says, hey, you've got to become a pescatarian or you've got to wear this outfit for inside the NFL. Like, trust me, Crotty don't play that.
Mm.
I dare someone to tell Crotty that they have to become a pescatarian. They don't placate. Crotty doesn't placate anyone.
I was ready to argue, but as you laid it out, I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Like, my wife can bitch me at any time.
Yeah.
Crotty's not spending an hour on Instagram Live yesterday after doing 4 hours of radio.
Right. I didn't watch
it. Did y'all see my IG Live?
I did not. Solana sent it to me, but by the time I got it, it was already over. So what happened on that, Solana? So Crowder, or as I like to call him, the Cavender twin, he went live on Instagram yesterday. So what did he do?
Crowder was essentially explaining why Crowder powder is something people should be interested in and why they should give it a shot. I found it very interesting that along with the OG Crowder powder, which we've all tried and we all love, there will be a taco seasoning line from the Crowder powder company as well. I believe there's also going to be a line tailored towards fish, right, Crowder?
It's
like
seafood, the real deal. Hold on, I'll grab it.
All right, Crowder,
you're
going to
do like a LeBron Taco Tuesday, but it's going to be with Crowder powder.
This was the surprise of the live is that the MVP, the all purpose is there, but we have a nacho average taco seasoning coming out. And we have the seafood seasoning. It's called the real deal.
Look at that. Yeah. So two new SKUs, as they say in the business.
Yeah, that was the big announcement. IG Live is weird because them people ask some crazy questions at the bottom.
Yeah, because that's what it turned into, Hawk. Like, Crowder did exactly what he just did. He started the live. He showed everybody the two new lines that are coming out. And then he kind of just sat there like, what do I do now? His wife, Asia, carried him through the whole thing. She read questions. She kept reminding him, hey, tell people what's in the seasoning.
I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? She carried him through the show?
Correct.
You and Asia both need some Bengay because y'all's backs are going to hurt with my big ass, right?
I have an announcement. I have invested in Crotty powder, which is very similar to Crowder powder, but for the whites.
Actually, Crowder powder is non-GMO and kosher. So
wow. Damn it, that was our lane. Damn
all it. Natural. Made in Pompano, Florida. Come on now.
Well, I will see you and hopefully a bunch of listeners at Delaware Chicken Farm tomorrow, 11 till 3. Going to do headlines here, Solana, because Lee Sterling is going to join us this hour with some winners, hopefully. So let's take a look at headlines.
Yes, sir. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
All the seasonings, by the way, $8.52? Or is one more expensive than another?
No, $8.52. All of them. We thought the cute 52 with the number and all, we thought that'd be cute. Yeah.
Horrible.
So the Marlins are in action right now. They're in Chicago. Yesterday's game was rained out, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Started at 2:20. A.J. Puck started tonight. He was supposed to start yesterday. Got the nod today in the early game. And things are going pretty much how you'd expect them to go.
What do you mean?
The Marlins are losing 4-0 with A.J. Puck pitching.
That guy stinks.
That's right, Jimmy.
He throws a lot of off-speed pitches. I don't know if he can throw hard because he doesn't throw a lot of 90s. He throws all these 84s, and I'm like, hey, my son throws 70. Like, goodness gracious.
The Marlins are actually losing 7-0. Excuse me. 7-0 in the top of the fourth inning.
Interesting. Well, that took a turn.
Yeah.
Give me a call, Skip.
That escalated quickly.
Well, they'll play another one today. Maybe they have a shot in the later game.
No, I don't think they play another one today.
Yeah, doubleheader today, Hawk.
No, I think it's Saturday.
I don't believe you're right about that. I looked it up today. And the Marlins do play tomorrow, a doubleheader, 2:20, and then tomorrow, 7:40 p.m., doubleheader, just like I told you, tomorrow from Wrigley Field.
Solana, you've been giving out pamphlets all morning.
I love when he gets smug. Don't think so. His smug Solana is my favorite. Cleveland.
Have you given your life over to Jesus Christ, huh?
Yeah, it was a 2 o'clock game today anyway, and it's a split doubleheader tomorrow at Wrigley.
Will Manso has weighed in. The Marlins continuing to start A.J. Puck is grounds for a federal investigation.
What does he really feel?
We text about it. Have y'all watched him pitch?
Yep.
He throws like a high schooler.
Yep. It's not good.
I would like to turn our attention back to yesterday. So after Crowder loses his tooth.
Well, that's where we're going.
Yeah. So after this happens. After Crowder loses his tooth.
We're watching it on replay for those of you listening. We're watching the video, slow motion.
The slow motion audio is hilarious, though. They wanted to wrestle. They wanted to wrestle. Yeah, it's hilarious.
What a moment.
There was a moment when I finally realized what happened, and I tried to ask Crowder if a tooth just flew out of his mouth. After watching the replay as many times as I did last night, editing the video, yes, this was me the first time I tried to ask Crowder if a tooth just flew out of his mouth. Did you do?
That happens to be understandable under those circumstances, correct, though, because nobody's head was working right after a tooth flew out of your mouth.
This is me today, dressed as a Jehovah's Witness after knocking on your door, trying to introduce myself. Did you
You're talking about old girl from USC.
Did you do?
Juju Watkins.
Did you do?
All right, guys. So tonight the Heat do play the Chicago Bulls, 7 p.m. Again, the game is not on Bally Sports Sun. It's not on locally here, on a local channel, I should say. It is
Ryan
nationally.
Rucco, by the way. A bunch of people texted in when I asked, how do you pronounce his name? It's Ryan Rucco.
Yep, exactly how I pronounced it. Tonight at 7 p.m.
Hawk, no, they're actually playing a triple header today. They're getting all the weekend games in today. It started at 7 a.m.
Did you do?
The game's on ESPN, but if you have the guts, if you're not a coward, you listen on 560 WQAM. Open up the Odyssey app, open up the Heat app during the game, and you can pair it with the game. So you listen to Jax, Amy Audibert, Tommy Tighe, and myself. Tonight, I begin at 5:45.
Yep.
The Florida Panthers, they begin their first round series. Highly anticipated matchup. Hopefully, the Cats begin with a dub on Sunday, 12:30 p.m. from the Amerant Bank Arena.
Got to exercise the demons of the Lightning in the playoffs. Let it begin on Sunday afternoon.
I'm with you. You lose that game, you start to start to get a little nervous.
It's
going
to be terrible. If they lose game one and Vasilevsky is just lights out and you can't do anything, like, yeah, I don't even want to. I don't want to think about that scenario.
Tonight as well, after the Heat play the Bulls, the Pelicans will host the Kings. That's the final play-in tournament game out on the West Coast. The winner gets to play the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. That'll be at 9:30 p.m.
All right.
Inter Miami does play tomorrow. MLS game back at home. Chase Stadium. They host Nashville, 7:30 p.m. You can hear the game right here on WQAM.
All right.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Around 85 degrees, gorgeous afternoon. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your...
Did you do...
Did you do?
Lee Sterling is going to join us next. We'll get some winners from him, hopefully, for the Heat game tonight and the Panthers game on Sunday and UFL game of the week as well. Lee Sterling will join us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Lee Sterling, a professional sports handicapper. You can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. We got some biggies coming up this weekend. Lee, are you ready?
I don't know. I hope so.
Come on, Lee, don't do that to us.
I mean, it's been rough. I've been going to UM baseball games. They're four games below .500. Jimmy gets hurt. It might just be the Panthers. We might. They might be the only team we might be able to ride.
Well, that's kind of my feeling. And I'm not talking about tonight necessarily, but moving forward through the playoffs, I think the Panthers probably have the best shot this season. But you know what? Last season was a surprise as well. Let's hear what you have to say. So the Heat, they are 1.5-point favorites. No Jimmy Butler. But still a better team, I think, than the Bulls. And the line, I think, might reflect that. What do you think about tonight's game?
Well, Jimmy has not been the same player he was. He did not have the same explosiveness this year. I think he thought he could just turn it on, and unfortunately, he gets hurt in the last game. I made this line here, Chicago, -1.5 without Jimmy. Now, this is a Chicago team that lost the play-in game. I think they were up 5 points with 3 minutes to go last year, and the Heat came storming back and won that game. I think this is a big game for Chicago, even though Miami will tell you they're going to play hard. You know, we know what that's all about once the game starts. I think they're going to be limited. The guy that could really hurt them could be Coby White. Coby White's been playing at a really high level, and what has he done in – the four games, it's been an interesting 4 games because the first two were played in Chicago, November 18th and 20th. Coby was just starting to play. He came off the bench early in the season, scored 14. Then he scores 20 in the second game. And then they come to Miami in mid-December in a back-to-backer again, 2 days apart, and he scores 26 and 22 points. I don't know if the Heat has the backcourt that can slow him down, even knucklehead. Vukovic, he's done very well against Bam. They've kind of played to a standstill. A lot of people don't know about him, but his height, his shooting from the outside and getting second chances has kept them in games. I mean, Chicago won the first game 102-97, then the Heat won 118-100. Then in Miami, Chicago wins by 8, 124-116. Miami wins 118-116. But I think Miami knows deep down, even if they get lucky, and they can find a way to win, dig that down really deep, it's going to be tough. And I don't even know if they could take a game from Boston. And I'm a Heat lifer. I like Chicago here. Plus the 1.5 here. I bet it myself.
But, Lee, what about this? Because Tyler dropped 25 against Philly, and he wasn't efficient at all. Now Jimmy's not there. Tyler has to be the man. Tonight it's 24.5. I think I'm going to go heavy on the over because Tyler has to be the offensive threat if Jimmy's not there. Bam's going to do his thing. But
you're
going to
go heavy on the Tyler overs?
On the Tyler overs because Tyler has to go crazy tonight.
He has to put up 75 shots.
He's going to put up 75. He has to score over 25 points.
I think the guy to play – see, a lot of people play 3-4. I see, you know, my two daughters, their boyfriends always playing, you know, when they bet the Heat that – 3 or 4 players over. They're betting over on rebounds. Tyler actually gets more rebounds than most people realize. I think Jaime Jaquez is the most underrated guy. I think here's a guy. Miami wins. He'll have a game. He'll go over. He's a guy I like a lot here in this matchup.
Yeah, Tyler over-under is 24.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 13.5.
Jaime's going to play over 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right on that. How about the Panthers? Let's look at the Panthers just for Sunday, not the series. Panthers, I believe, are a -165 favorite on Sunday, hosting the Lightning. You have a play on that game?
Tampa Bay is a take back, a +135. The over-under is 5.5. Now, game one of NHL playoff series are usually very tough to handicap here. You see upsets, especially on the road, more than you do in any other sport in the NHL postseason. Since March 12th, Tampa, fourth best points percentage in the NHL with 11-4-2 record. Panthers actually ranked 22nd that same span, going 8-7-2 since the middle of March. Now, all but one of those 9 losses for Florida came against teams who were in the postseason. But Panthers fans have been a bit worried about the power play. What's gone on since Tarasenko came over from Ottawa? Well, 4-for-51. That's just a 7.8 conversion rate here. He has just 1 goal and 0 assists so far on the man advantage. There's another thing that I've talked about all year long with Florida's defense, and the under. Under 49-29-4 for the Cats this year which makes their game some of the lowest scoring affairs in hockey. The Tampa Bay goalie, I mean, here's a guy that is one of the best all time. He might be saving himself. He had off-season back surgery, did not look great most of the season, but as of late started to look better. I think he's been saving himself for the postseason here. I think we're going to see kind of a feeling out game. If we do see some chippiness, it'll happen more games two or three. So with Florida's power play continuing to struggle a little bit, Vasilevskiy in the pipes here for Tampa Bay, I think we're going to see that feeling out process, 2-1, 3-2. Can't predict a winner. Don't think you want to lay 165. Let's go under 5.5 goals.
All right, I'll do that. Anytime Vasilevskiy's playing, I'll bet an under. If he's playing against the Panthers, there's no no question there. Give us one more, Lee. The website is ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling told me he had a UFL play this weekend, Crowder.
Oh, goodness, Lee. Come on, Lee.
If you've been paying attention, there is some changes. They did. The NFL is going to have totally different kickoff rules, and they took it from these spring leagues. So special teams can be very, very important for the Dolphins next year. So you want to watch some excitement. It takes place on the kickoffs here. Memphis, one of the better special teams here, coming off a really tough win last week. They lose to Birmingham, get blown out 33-14, but they have the second highest strength of schedule this year at 5-56. They would be 2-1 with that lone loss to Birmingham last week, if not for an epic collapse in week two to San Antonio. Battle Hawks, heartbreaking loss in week one, losing 16-18 on a 64-yard field goal by a kid named Jake Bates. However, St. Louis has been on fire the last couple weeks. I think they're sitting a little high here. 7 points might be too much. I think they'll win the game, but Memphis, solid team that struggled to put good teams away here and blowing that lead in week two. I think they come back here. I think it's a one-score game here. I'll take Memphis plus 7. Saturday, 12:30 kickoff against St. Louis.
Memphis plus 7. John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum is texting me. He wants to know what your thoughts were on his first pitch, his honorary first pitch at the Canes game the other night.
Maybe the worst I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen a couple people bounce it 3 or 4 times to the catcher. Did they show it anywhere at all?
He sent it to me. I have the video. I had seen it the night that he did it. John sent it.
He almost threw it over the top of the backstop.
He didn't have a lot of control, let's say.
And it was about, what, maybe 41 miles per hour, the pitch? I think it was clocked at. It was horrendous. I think it led to the Canes. I don't think people realize this. In the game against Bethune-Cookman, they walked 10 batters and hit 5. 15 free passes. It was all started because of John.
He set the tone for the entire game.
Yeah.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. How many people thought on the eve of the Heat Bulls play-in game and the Panthers Lightning round one, game one on Sunday, that you'd be getting a UFL play? How many people even knew the UFL was going on? No. I forgot already. I was starting to write it down. What did you say? Memphis and the points?
Memphis plus 7. Yep.
Have you watched a full game, Lee?
Yeah, I have.
It's
not on the big screen. Now, I have 3 TVs. I have a 70 and 250s. It's on. If you got money on it, you're going to watch it.
That is true.
I'm with you, Lee. I've tried. I tried to watch. I don't know who it was playing. I tried. It's just not the level of football I'm used to.
It's up, but watch the kickoffs. I mean, the new rules are going to be implemented. That's going to be I think that was a shrewd signing by the Dolphins to bring back Braxton Berrios. He had 10.9 yards on punt returns last year, and his kickoffs, I think, were somewhere in the middle. They were bottom 5 in both kickoff return blocking. They have websites where they can rate everything. They said he did not have a chance to break one single kickoff or punt return, but if you've noticed, they've gone for a bunch of better special teams players. They had so many injuries last year. They're bringing guys in off the street, and they just did not do a good job special teams-wise. So That's going to be an important part of the NFL next year, especially with the kickoff return. If you kick out of the end zone, it's going to be coming back to the 35-40-yard line.
Memphis and the points tomorrow. Yep. Panthers under 5.5 Sunday afternoon. Under 5.5 total goals, Panthers and Lightning. And unfortunately, Heat fans, he likes the Bulls getting the points tonight from the Heat. Lee Sterling, follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys. See you.
All right. You think we'll have time in the next segment, Solana, to visit the Suge Knight?
Oh, that's going to be tough. I don't know if we're going to be able to figure this out with the clock, Hawk. I'm just not sure.
I believe we'll be able to get there if Crowder tells us his message very quickly and we make things happen. If not, we're getting to it before Solana leaves for the Kaseya Center. We are going to celebrate this huge night today. Don't go anywhere. We have another quick segment coming up in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was eating a wing during the commercial break. I said, be careful. You're going to lose another tooth. He's talking to me like a tough guy. He's like, yeah, okay, we'll see who loses a tooth. Guy had a tooth fly out during a conversation.
Y'all ran me hot.
That thing has gone viral. On Solana's Twitter alone, it's got over 150,000 views. That's not even including awful announcing.
Yeah.
Like awful announcing, it's got a ton of views. But just on Solana's, it's got 150,000 views on Twitter. That's not including our YouTube, our Instagram. That's just Solana's Twitter.
People enjoy it. I'm a man of the people.
I'll give you a heads up, though. YouTube audience, all they care about is Tua Tagovailoa. That's it.
It is crazy. It's so funny. Like, we post stuff on our YouTube channel talking about the Panthers. I mean, they're a Stanley Cup team from last season. They're going to the playoffs. 4 views. it's like and it's Doug Plagans and Stanley C. Panther.
Talk about Tua, it goes crazy.
You put Tua contract in that header, and you're guaranteed couple thousand.
Today is Suge Knight's birthday, and not that you need to celebrate his birthday. I certainly don't. He is 59 years old. Suge Knight just makes me think of one of the best things that ever happened on this radio station. Unfortunately, it didn't happen on our show, but we have co-opted it to pretend like it kind of did. Also, Dono and Frito show doesn't exist anymore, so all their intellectual property has become ours. We bought it at a garage sale, 30 cents. So here it is. You heard smug Solana earlier this hour when he said the Marlins have a doubleheader today or whatever, and I said, no, I believe the doubleheader is tomorrow. And he's, smug Solana.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, Hawk, they're playing a doubleheader today. You know, he's very smug, and he, of course, was wrong. But he never learned his lesson.
Of course.
But here he is on the Dono and Frito show. Explain what's going on here again. Is this Dono and Frito, or is this Big O?
This is Dono and Frito. This had to have been maybe like late 2018, early 2019. I don't even really remember what we're talking. We're talking about a potential first-round pick, Cleland Farrell, who
Cleveland.
For some reason, like Nick Saban's being brought up. I don't really remember.
So you had like read some story, and I guess you're regurgitating it here, and you're trying to school Smug Solana is trying to school Dono and Frito about stuff they don't know about, which is hip hop, and I guess the entire, you know, the Source Awards, and but Solana doesn't know anything because, again, just to give you a little foreshadowing. It's Suge Knight. Everyone knows the guy's name is Suge Knight. It's spelled S-U-G-E. Suge Knight, short for sugar. Suge Knight. And, well, go ahead. Here's how it sounded on it.
What looks like more fun? Nick Clemson. Saban, a military dictatorship, basically, yeah, under Nick Saban? Or Clemson, where Dabo Swinney, the coach, lets you show personality like that? By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Suge Knight at the Source Awards in 95. For any hip hop heads,
hold
out
on,
there.
Hold on. You say that person's name again?
Cleveland.
No. The name of the rapper.
Suge.
It's Suge.
Suge. Suge Knight. Yes. Suge Knight.
I'm glad I didn't let you slide for that.
Suge
one.
Knight.
Wait, hold on. The way you pronounce,
even I knew it.
Say that for me one Suge. More time.
Okay, Frito.
Suge.
How's it spelled, Dono?
S-U-G, but it's short for sugar. It's Suge.
Suge.
There's so many great things in there that you, like, we don't talk about every time. But Solana, for whatever reason, instead of just acknowledging, yeah, I didn't get the name right, tries to like pretend that it's 1-6 to 1, half a dozen to another. He's like, yeah, Suge. It's like, you just can't acknowledge that. You got, yeah, Suge.
What about the premise of the entire argument? Dabo Swinney runs some unbelievable program, yeah, that lets players
Dabo
show
Sweeney's
personality.
Got strippers coming in, and Nick Saban's running a dictatorship. But then Dono says, what's that name again? Because Solana goes, Suge. And Solana responds with, Cleland.
That's my favorite part.
Play it one more time, Solana.
What looks like more fun? Nick Clemson. Saban, a military dictatorship, basically, yeah, under Nick Saban? Or Clemson, where Dabo Swinney, the coach, lets you show personality like that? By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Suge Knight at the Source Awards in 95 for any hip-hop heads
hold
out
on,
there.
Hold on, hold on. Say that person's name again?
Cleveland.
No. The name of the rapper.
Suge.
It's Suge.
Suge. Suge Knight. Yes. Suge Knight.
I'm glad I didn't let you slide for that
Suge
one.
Suge Knight.
Wait, hold on. The way you pronounce
it. I knew it.
Say that for me one
Suge.
More time.
Not Suge.
How's it spelled, Dono?
S-U-G.
S-U-G, but it's short for sugar. It's Suge.
Suge.
Now Solana's trying to double down. Oh, are you sure it's Suge? Spell it for me, Dono.
Cleveland.
Suge. Cleveland. It really is. The whole thing is so funny. I mean, where would you rather be? With Uncle Luke and Dabo Swinney and strippers at Clemson, or with Nick Saban and the military dictatorship? Oh, great, my God. That thing has reference. A little bit of everything.
That's a genius.
Nothing bothers me more than Frito coming in out of nowhere. Hasn't talked in 8 minutes. Even I knew that. Okay. All right.
Suge Knight. All right. 4 o'clock hour's coming up. We'll get some headlines, some cat talk. We'll give you 50 minutes of heat. We'll get you ready for tonight. Suge Knight. That is just delightful. I love that. 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard. And you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!